Get my little sidekick started here. I always like to have my backup audio just in case there is some kind of a foul up with Facebook. It happens from time to time, unfortunately, but we deal with it because we are prepared. I was never a Boy Scout, but I learned the motto anyway, be prepared. So, I figure it's a pretty good motto to live by, as much as is possible anyway, to be prepared, because you don't know exactly what life is going to bring you from day to day. Is that right? And we, in the midst of a global situation right now, a pandemic, not just an epidemic, but a pandemic, we have found out over the last 9 months or so that there are a lot of things we were not prepared for. And some of the big folks, you know, the big folks, the know-it-all folks, the got money folks, the got power folks, they found out as well that they weren't prepared. Now, some of them are not going to admit that. They're going to say, we did a great job. Everything was wonderful. I can't think of anything we could have done better, but be that as it may, whatever your opinion is on that, we know that life will catch us sometimes unprepared. And so that's where going beyond just the routine of preparation and cultivating that relationship with Holy Spirit is the difference maker. Morning, Sister Beth. Good morning, Sister Roslyn. Our own Deacon Carey out in the hallway there, catching us from the whole theater out there, if you will. We give God praise. Yeah, you can be caught off guard, and you know, no shame in it necessarily. You know, we're human, and we live in a big world. Lots of stuff going on all the time. However, as I was saying, the difference maker is Holy Spirit himself. He knows the mind of God because he is God. And, you know, the scripture tells us as well in James that if we lack wisdom, you know, and I'll just broaden that out to say understanding, if we're unprepared, if we're caught off guard, any of those kind of things. Ask God what to do. Ask God for wisdom, and God will give you wisdom. And here's the part I really love about that scripture in James. He won't give you a hard time. The King James say, it upbraideth not. In other words, he won't give you a hard time for asking. Some folks will help you, but boy, whoo, man. You say, if I get out of this okay, I will never ask her for help again because she ain't letting me forget that she helped me. It's 10 years later. Remember that time when I helped you? Yeah, you probably wouldn't be here today if I hadn't. Oh my gosh. But God is not like that. Thank you, Lord. He knows our frame, that we are dust. The psalmist says he already knows. So he's not tripping that you don't know, that you got to ask him for wisdom and understanding. In fact, he invites you to do so, right? And so we're grateful for that. I'm grateful for the character of God. I'll tell you what, if you want to do a great study, it'll take you a long time to do it for real, if you do it well and exhaustively, but study out the character of God. Study out the character of God. Two reasons. One, because it lets you know the person with whom you're in relationship. Who is God really? What's he really like? He's revealed himself in his word. He's revealed himself through his names, especially in the Old Testament. But in the New Testament, well, the Hebrew writer tells us that he has revealed himself perfectly and ultimately in his Son, Jesus Christ. And so if you want to know the character of God, look at Jesus. And lest you get the idea that, well, that's Jesus, though, I can't live like that. He said, these things and greater shall you do. He said, the Spirit is going to be in you, not just around you somewhere, but in you. And so we have God inside. We have available to us that sometimes we don't choose to display this, unfortunately. But we have the character of God available to us at all times. Yeah. Let that just sit out there. Because sometimes we don't display the character of God. Sometimes we display the character of us.
World around.
Yeah. And that's not necessarily nice. That's not necessarily nice. But I want you to know, lest you default to the excuse, and that's what it is, that, I just couldn't help it. The devil is a liar, and so are you right there. You can help it by yielding to Holy Spirit. You know Holy Spirit has never lied. He don't backbite. He don't curse somebody out. Be mean for just no reason. No, that's us. He doesn't do that. But his character is available to us because he's in us. What it requires is us to yield. Now listen, that's not my message this morning, but that was just on top for somebody apparently. Maybe just me. But we are in the midst of, not in the midst, we're at the end of a series that we are calling Musings on Momentum. Musings on Momentum. As my good friend, Pastor Cassandra Elliott, loves to say as she's teaching, definitions give direction to our conversation. And so I like to start off again by reminding us of what we're talking about with musings, not a word we use a lot, and momentum. Someone said, you know, if I don't know what you're talking about, I don't know what you're talking about. So definitions give direction to our conversation. Webster tells us that musings is, you know, to muse on something, and to be engaged in musings is to be engaged in reflection, to be engaged in reflection or in meditation, to think deeply about something, to think reflectively on something, right? Part of the time, our problem is not that we have a lack of the Word of God, especially here at Deliverance Temple. We got plenty of it. But too often times, we let that word slip too easily. Always quiet in the house. We let that word slip too easily from our grasp, from our memory. We don't meditate on it day and night as the scripture tells us to. God is gracious to give us a word. Listen, he could just sit back and just let you be on your own and watch you crash. And you will crash. But thankfully, as we said earlier, that's not his character. He's going to help you out. He's going to give you a word in due season, the word you need for right now, the word you need today. That's why you need to listen up, because it's a word for today. It's a right now word, y'all. It's ain't for 2035, and it ain't for 1967. It's for now. He wants you to reflect on this concept of momentum. Why? Because we need to pick up momentum. We need to gain momentum. We need to move forward. No time for being stuck. We're in the fourth quarter of 2020. And how many of y'all understand them first three quarters was boogers? And there's some folks, church folks too, y'all. I know, right? Church folks too. that is in a hurry to get up out of 2020. Lord, just let it end tomorrow, please. Let me get on into January 1. Can I tell you that if you have zero momentum right now, you ain't moving, you ain't going forward, guess what? Guess where we'll find you on January 1? Sitting right where you're sitting, still, with no forward progress, no momentum. Stuck, Mother Maven says, stuck. That's where we'll find you. And January 1 be just like December 31. Same stuff, different day. You know what I'm saying. I want to talk just a little bit this morning. Oh, let me finish up with my definitions. Because momentum, Webster tells us that momentum is a property of a moving body. I'm looking out on these hundreds of chairs sitting out here, and I haven't seen one of them move yet. Somebody said, I hope I don't. This ain't Halloween, y'all. This is church. Those chairs have zero momentum. They're not moving at all. They're in place. I come here next week and the week after that and the week after that, they'll be right where they are unless somebody moves them. They'll be right exactly where they are because they are not moving bodies. They do not possess that property of motion. They ain't going nowhere, just like some of us, unfortunately, at the moment. You ain't going nowhere. No momentum. It's a property of a moving body that the body has by virtue of its mass and its motion. Now, I ain't got no problem with mass, as y'all can see. But motion sometimes is a little more tricky, a little more challenging situation, right? It's equal to the product, a little math here for you, of the body's mass and its velocity. Or in other words, its speed. All right? And then the second definition, and I like this one a whole lot, it's the strength or force gained. I like gain, y'all. We're picking up. It's the strength or force gained by motion or by a series of events. See, sometimes you don't get there all at once. Sometimes you don't get there just suddenly. I was listening to a businesswoman, very successful businesswoman. She's created 10 businesses, million-dollar, multi-million-dollar businesses, and she's very successful. And she said, yeah, it only took me 20 years to be an overnight success. Yeah, you're looking at me now, and you're like, oh, you just, boom, here you are. But she said, it took me a minute. I had to get moving. I had to gain momentum. I had to pick up speed. I had to keep moving forward to get to where I am today. You'll never reach your destiny sitting still. Destiny is not one of those kind of things that just comes to you. Knocking on the door. Who is it? Destiny? No, that's not going to happen, y'all. That's not how that works. You got to run out and meet it. You got to get to where it's at. You got to move forward. You got to pick up speed. You got to be intentional. Can I just say that? Throw that in for free. You got to be intentional about the thing. It is very... you hear it sometimes said, but it's not really true. I don't know. I just fell into this. One day I just woke up and I was a millionaire. No, that's not how it happened. Even the guy that won the lotto had to buy a ticket. It didn't just happen. Somebody said you got to be in it to win it. So even him, he was intentional about going to buy that ticket, right? So opportunity favors the prepared. It's been well said. I'm full of cliches this morning for some reason. There's another one for you. And true, I believe. Opportunity favors the prepared. I would say also opportunity favors those with some momentum, those who are going somewhere, those who are making progress, who are moving forward towards their goals, towards their destiny. Not like these chairs. We have the ability to move forward. We have the ability to pick up and get going in the direction that God is propelling us. Good morning, Deacon Barry. Good to see you, sir. And so we talked about momentum quite a bit this month. And I want to hit a couple of quick thoughts today as we wrap up that I think are really important. I really want to be practical this morning. Sometimes we feel like, the Word of God, the Bible, church. Yeah, that's not real, though. It's not like real life. It's not like, Monday through Saturday life. It's not practical. Well, I beg to differ. That the Word of God is extremely practical. And that as God is giving us His Word and giving us direction, we would do well to follow it Sunday through Saturday. At home, at work, at play, wherever you are, whatever you're doing. Everywhere, indeed. Because He is, we're not meant to be stuck. We're not meant to be standing still. We're meant to be moving forward. We're meant to rise, to ascend. He's taking us places. Listen, oh my God, I hear you, Lord. So He says, let me slow down, Holy Spirit. This is what I hear Him saying for somebody right now. If you will receive this word, if you will obey the Spirit of God, if you will give Him reign and rule in your life, if you will truly commit to following Him, today is the most stuck you will ever be. Woo! My God! I'm going to take that for myself, y'all. That's a powerful word right there. That's hot off the press. If you will listen to Him, if you will obey, if you will move when He say move, if you will allow Him to energize and empower you to move forward, to pick up speed, to gain momentum. He said today is the most stuck you'll ever be. Oh, I want you to think about that. Hallelujah. Just receive that. Hold on to that. Meditate on that. Reflect on that on Thursday when you're feeling like you ain't moving. Say, no. I got it on good authority. I got it on the promise of Holy Spirit Himself that Sunday, the last day, that's the most stuck I'll ever be. I'm going forward. I'm moving forward from this day on. I'm gaining speed. I'm picking up momentum. Yeah. That's a promise to somebody if you receive it. If y'all are commenting out there, I cannot see the comments for whatever reason today. I know you're still there. I see you. But I don't see your comments. So hopefully you are commenting. Go ahead. Just know, though, that if I'm not responding, it's because I don't see the comments today for some reason. Again, as I said, Facebook, we Facebook sometimes.
Yeah.
Right? But that's okay. We go ahead. We move forward. We're not slowing down or stopping. We got momentum, and we're going to move on forward. Now, I want to say These few things in the last half hour or so that we got to help you practically speaking with this concept of momentum as we're reflecting and thinking on momentum. And let me just say real quickly that I don't believe for one moment that God would bring us a word like this just, you know, for entertainment purposes or just, you know, just because it's Sunday and you got to talk about something. No. I believe that he has sent this word for this time to this people, to everybody listening on Facebook, to everybody who will watch the replay, to all those who are gathered here live in the auditorium at Deliverance Temple Ministries. He sends this word to us. I want you to reflect on momentum. I want you to understand momentum. I want you to understand moving forward and picking up speed and gaining ground. I want you to understand moving towards your destiny. I want you to understand that it's not time to just sit still. He said, but Mark, it's a pandemic. Have you not heard? Oh, yeah, I heard. I look at people like our assistant pastor, Carol Clark. She's been more or less with just an hour or two of exception. She's been more or less sheltering in place in her apartment for what? 7-8 months. But here's what I want you to understand about Pastor Clark, and she would tell you this. She has not been still. See, there's a difference between being sheltered in place, protecting yourself from coronavirus and such, and quitting, stopping, being still, giving up. Good morning, Sister Carrie McGrew. Glad to see you, ma'am. There's a big difference between that. And so whatever situation you're in, we talked earlier, my God, I'm not trying to rehearse all 4 weeks. Y'all go back and watch the replay. But we talked earlier about the fact that in every situation, we have instruction in every situation to give thanks. In every situation, because this is the will of God concerning you. It's one of our secret powers there. We have the ability to do it, thank God. And Holy Spirit energizes us as we do it. As we give thanks in every situation, as we stay in tune and in touch with God, he gives us direction. Can I tell you, I'm going to, that more than at any other time, it doesn't necessarily matter that you are in a fixed location. You're unbound. The word of God is going forth throughout the world right now. People just like me are broadcasting the word of God live throughout the world from a fixed location. Got nerve to have a whole series, line up on line, precept on precept, moving forward with this thing. And so we're not bound in that respect. Pastor Carol told me she just finished another book yesterday. I'm like, man, I know I told you to start reading, but now you're making me look bad. I got to read a little more here. My goodness. She said, yeah, I just finished another book. I said, who's this? And she told me the book. And I said, you know, it seemed like I saw something about him. I thought he had another book just came out. She said, oh, yeah, here's the title of it. I'm going to get that next. I'm like, okay. And so when you call her or text her, you ain't gonna hear, yeah, I'm here stuck in this apartment. I ain't going nowhere. I ain't moving at all. And yeah, ain't nothing happening. And I don't even know if the Lord is still out there. I ain't been out in so long. No, none of that. She's gonna tell you about the goodness of the Lord. She's gonna tell you how he make a way out of no way. She's going to tell you how much he loves all of us. She's going to tell you, he got a plan for your life. You need to get with it and get in motion with that thing. Whether that's in motion from your apartment or whether that's in motion out in the streets or on your job or wherever. We need to do as my mother used to say. She made a song up long years ago about it. She said, take the limits off of Jesus. All the power's in his hands. So see, we find too many reasons. I'm being nice when I say reasons. They're really excuses, but we find too many reasons to be stuck. We find too many reasons not to move, not to do, not to go. But I'm telling you, this word is coming to shake us up and get us into motion now. To let us know that we have a future and a hope. Yeah?
Yeah.
All right. So, I want you to know, I want to talk about three things real quick here. One is, as we are musing on momentum, as we're reflecting and thinking about momentum, about this concept, one of the things that Holy Spirit wants you to understand this morning is that momentum can reverse or be stopped. Now, the laws of physics will tell us that a body in motion tends to stay in motion. But it isn't always the case. You know how I know? Paul told the church in Galatians, he said, y'all started off good, right? This is Galatians chapter 3. He said, you started off real, real good. But something happened. Something went awry. And now it's a different situation. He said, you foolish Galatians, who's bewitched you? Who's bewitched you? You started off real good. You were gaining momentum. You were moving forward. He said, before your very eyes, Jesus was clearly portrayed as crucified. I would like to learn just one thing from you, Paul asks. He said, did you receive the Spirit by the works of the law or by believing what you heard? Are you so foolish after beginning by means of the Spirit? Are you now trying to finish by means of the flesh? Great question. This is one of the things that will stop your momentum. You was going good, but then you decided, oh, I got it from here, Lord. I can handle this. I got this. I'm good. I'm tough. I'm strong. I'm smart. And so I can take it from here. I know not. Now, listen, I know you good. God loving people have never said that, but some of us, even without saying it, have said it by our actions. And we stopped our own forward progress. We slowed down and even stopped our momentum because we decided to take over. We decided that, you know, we can handle it from here. We don't need God to do this because I can do it myself. You know, like a 3-year-old, start to get them dressed in the morning or whatever. And now here, put your shirt up. Help me. I do it myself. They're going to tell you after a while, I got this. Don't know his left hand from his right, but I do it myself. Some of us get that way with God. We acting like a doggone 3-year-old. He done brought you out, brought you a long way from where you was. You had momentum, you're moving forward. And then you say, well, I got it from here. Bad decision. Your forward progress, your momentum can even reverse. You find some people look like they was doing really great. Now they've not only stood still, they've actually started rolling backwards. Oh my God. I'm just talking about what I'm talking about. If your name is on that, then you know, okay. But I'm just talking about what I'm talking about. Don't roll backwards. We're going forward. But I want you to be aware. As Paul would say, I would not have you unaware, brethren. I want you to be aware. Just because you're moving along and rolling good, things can change. We found that out, of course, in this pandemic. Well, they'll never do this. Guess what? They're doing that. Well, they wouldn't shut down businesses and church. Guess what? Well, they wouldn't shut down the bars. Guess what? You know things have gotten serious when they shut down the bars. Oh, my God. The sky is falling. So it can change. It can change quickly. And if you are not grounded in the Lord, if you're not being empowered and informed by Holy Spirit, you find yourself slowing down and maybe even rolling backwards. We don't want to do that. Now, I want to tell you also on the flip side of that, stay with me here. If you have to go back and listen to this, this is okay. Because these are important pieces of this thing that I want you to get. I want you to know that as you got momentum, as you're moving forward, it can be stopped or reversed. So watch out for that. Likewise, here's the good side of it. I told you the bad side first. Here's the good side of that, though. If you are rolling in the wrong direction, that momentum can be stopped and reversed as well. That's the good news. Some of y'all can witness. You were rolling fast. What they say, on your way to hell in a handbasket with roller skates. You moving in the wrong direction fast, but God. Thank you, Lord. Stopped that momentum and reversed it. Thank you, Lord. Put you on the right track. Set your feet on solid ground. Gave you an assignment and empowered you by Holy Spirit himself to accomplish that assignment. Said, I've been running for Jesus a long time and I ain't got tired yet. Now, that's what I'm talking about. So watch that. Watch out that you don't slow down that good momentum or reverse it. Here's the other thing I want you to understand about that before I leave that particular one. You know, now I'm going to give you a couple of pictures. Now, y'all that don't have a great imagination, I'm going to pray for y'all. Help them, Lord. But y'all that do, you can see this real quick. Picture a hill with a big round boulder. Y'all know what a boulder is. It's a big old rock. Y'all seen the cartoons? Big rock at the top of the hill, right? Now, here's a question. You ain't got to be a PhD in physics to understand this. We've been talking about momentum enough. You understand. You'll get it. If that rock starts to roll down the hill, is it easier to stop that rock at the top of the hill or halfway down?
At the top of the hill.
At the top of the hill, First Lady said. When you find yourself going the wrong direction, that's my helper teacher right there. When you find yourself going the wrong direction, move quickly. Move quickly. Listen, some people, oh God help me. The enemy ain't trying to just drag you off to hell in one move. It's the little things.
Yeah.
I started with a little of this and started with a little of that, and then I did that, and you know, then the pandemic happened, so I couldn't go to church no more. Although I'm 20 and in great shape, you know, that corona might get me. Now, Bishop 86 in here every Sunday on the front row, but you 20 and, okay, I'm meddling now. But you get my point. Little by little, slows your forward motion to a standstill and then begin to reverse it. When you see things beginning to go the other way, when you see that rock beginning to roll back this, you need to stop it now. Move quickly on that thing. Don't try to catch it halfway down the hill. It's going to roll you over. Move quickly. Don't hesitate. This is why oh my God, help me, Jesus. I'm preaching to me, y'all. Y'all just get to listen in, but I'm actually talking to me. You want to move quickly. This is why it's important to stay in step with Holy Spirit all the time.
Amen, sir.
It's important to listen to him daily.
Amen.
Moment by moment. Because he will show you what's going on. He will show you. Uh-oh, wait, watch out for that. He said, well, that, you know, that's okay, Lord. I can handle that. That's no big deal. I said, watch out for that, Linda.
Amen, sir. Amen. Woo. Amen.
Oh, well, okay then. Yeah. Have you ever, listen, I'm going to go sideways here real quick and I'll be back. Have you ever just found yourself in a situation where Holy Spirit tells you, don't go down that street, go down this way.
Yeah.
Don't do that, go here.
Yeah.
And let's say in this case you actually listened.
I did.
And then you look up and there was, you know, a 6-car pileup down that street. And you would have been 7.
Yeah. Or 1.
Or 1, yeah, with 6 on you.
Yeah.
He's trying to keep you moving forward. And even just those little things, you got to watch out. Because it's the little foxes that spoil the vine. Watch out for that little insignificant stuff. Man, Holy Spirit, what you doing? I'm going to say this, and I'm going to get off of this because this is too close to the house, boy. Huh? Watch what you watch.
Amen.
Watch what you're listening to. Watch who you're hanging out with. Watch where you're going. Because momentum can be stopped or even reversed. So, let me talk about a couple of good things here real quick, and then we're done. The Hebrew writer tells us, first of all, in chapter 12, verse 1, to lay aside every weight. Nobody out here running a race trying to run that race with a ball and chain on his foot. Lay aside every weight. In fact, you know, you look at these guys and gals out here running a 100-meter dash. They got barely anything on. I mean, you look at their little shorts and stuff, their little flimsy material on them shorts, just barely enough to cover you. If you ever, yes, it is. And if you look at their shoes, if you ever actually held their shoes, you'd find out, man, this ain't no Sunday going to meeting shoe right here. This thing, I can barely tell I got it in my hand. It's just enough to cover my foot.
Yeah.
They want to lay aside every weight, every possible impediment that would slow down their momentum.
That's good.
Their forward progress, their acceleration. Lay aside the weight. Unless you want to be last in the race or, you know, whatever. Maybe you don't care about winning. Oh, well, I'm going to leave that alone. I got to keep moving here real quick. Not even look at the camera that way.
Amen.
Ah! I know you guys out there in Facebook land are commenting. I see that some of you are commenting, but I can't read them. So, again, sorry about that. I'm not ignoring you. So, let me hit these other two real quick. How does one maintain momentum? Because I said momentum can be stopped. It can be lost. It can be stopped. It can even be reversed. And if you're going good, if you're moving forward, you don't want your momentum hampered. So how does one maintain momentum? I've already given you a big clue. I said that you need to stay in constant communication with Holy Spirit. You need to allow Him to continually give you insight and instruction and direction. You need to allow Him to energize you because, listen, can I tell you, sometimes you get a little tired. See, I've been running for Jesus a long time, and I am tired. Okay? So, sometimes that's the song you're singing. That's just the truth. But He restores my soul. I'm going to mount up with wings like eagles, y'all. I ain't even drinking Red Bull. I'm sipping on that new wine of Holy Spirit. And He's empowering me. He's energizing me.
Thank you, Lord.
To keep moving forward, to pick up speed, to gain momentum. So you want to maintain that momentum, maintain that constant communication with Him. This goes back to what I was saying in number one there. Watch out what you're listening to, what you're reading, what you're watching on TV, what you're... Watch out. Just be a little more careful, would you please? Because you look up and you're like, man, I don't even know. I ain't even seen my Bible. I don't even know where my Bible is. I know where the remote is, though. Because I've been, you know, it's like it's glued to my hand. I've been steady watching whatever. Got to catch every debate. Got to catch every newscast talking about what the debate said and what they might say next time and what that means and if it was true or not and fact checking. And I'm just talking about what I'm talking about. That's all. And you find out you done slowed down to a crawl and maybe even just stopped and maybe even reversed a little bit. Because now I done got an attitude about what the newscaster said, about what the president meant when he told that story that the fact checkers didn't agree with. That, oh, okay.
Amen. Amen, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
All right. So, we want to maintain our momentum. We don't want to slow down. We sure don't want to go backwards.
For real.
We said right at the top of our study, in everything give thanks. Thanksgiving is one of the ways that we maintain momentum. Praise and worship. Gratitude. Trusting in the Lord. Singing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. Singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord.
Yes.
He's going to keep you in perfect peace because your mind is stayed on Him. He's going to keep you moving forward. You're going to get there. You won't have to worry about losing momentum because you are always in motion. Come on now, Fred. You are allowing the one who energizes us, the one who is in us, working both to will and to do for his good pleasure. Unless y'all just think, oh, well, his good pleasure, it's all about him.
It is.
Well, it is.
Amen.
But here's the thing, he's all about you.
Amen.
That Greek word there, translated in the King James as his good pleasure, is the Greek word eudokia. And it means his kind intention. He's operating in you on the basis of his kind intention towards you. That's a nugget for somebody right there. Free Greek lesson. Okay. Let me move on to my last point. And it really ties into the second one. And that is, how does one leverage momentum? I told you, musings on momentum. That's what we're talking about here. I got about 5 minutes. Musings on momentum. We're thinking about this. We're reflecting about it. We want to understand it. We want to engage it. We want to be fully engaged and moving forward. So we want to make sure that our momentum is not being stopped or impeded or reversed. We want to make sure that we are maintaining momentum, and we want to go even a step further. We want to leverage it. Oh my God. See, because leverage is a powerful thing. We want to go from 1 to 2 to 10. We want to 10x this thing. Because there's a little something that works. Yeah. Oh my God. I'm going to help somebody here right now in these last 2 minutes. You are here for this last 2 minutes. Don't hang up now. There's a little something in the world that we've discovered. It's one of the, you know, somebody said it's the eighth wonder of the world, in fact. And we think about it mostly in terms of money, which is an amazing thing when you think about this. But it's a little something called compound interest. You ever heard of that? You know, somebody asked, would you rather have $1 million? I'll just give you $1 million right now. Or would you rather me give you a penny and double it every day for a month? And that's where you would think, right? First lady said, that don't sound like that's nothing at all. There. A penny. Tomorrow I got 2 pennies. The next day I got 4 pennies. We ain't getting no. But momentum, remember, and leverage. It's the little things. Come on, I'm helping somebody, maybe just me. It's the little things that you do, those small, smart, consistent things. Yeah, get that part. Small, smart. You say, how do I know if it's smart? Did Holy Spirit tell you? Yeah, oh, then it's smart. Follow that, right? If he told you in everything give thanks, that's a smart move right there. Small, smart, consistent. Can I tell you, because I've done the math, can I tell you that at the end of that month, you got your $1 million, but I took the penny, doubled every day. I now have, if it's a 31-day month, I now have 10 million plus. 1 million? 10 million. I think I'll go with this one. You say, well, what if it's February though, Mark? I ain't got 28 days. That could be a short month. Can I tell you, even with February, you still end up with like 1.3 million? Here's my point. As you compound these things, these little things, sometimes seem like it's insignificant. These little acts of obedience. Good God, from Zion. Why you come on so strong, Lord, when I got to quit? These little things, a little praise, a little yes, Lord, a little amen, a little yes, God, I'll do it that way. a little turn off the TV for an hour.
Amen. Amen.
A little put on some worship music for a minute here.
Amen.
A little meditating on just one scripture, just one scripture, just one verse. I'm just going to meditate on this for 5 minutes, Lord. I'm just going to think about this. And you open your eyes and an hour gone by because you've been pulled up into that third heaven. Lord God, have mercy. He trains our hands to war. I knew that would catch somebody in the back there. Ha ha! Pastor Marshall's in the back. I know she's like, yeah. Sparked her up right quick. It's the little things, the small, smart, consistent things compounded. You look up and you've gotten way farther than you ever thought you would. Can I tell you this last thing, and I'm done. I hope this has been a blessing to somebody. Can I tell you that somebody out there is thinking right now, yeah, but that's going to take a long time. Will it? Will it? Listen, I just gave you an example right there, and I just told you. What seemed like the best way to go, just give me $1 million right now today, I'm good. Can I tell you that a little bit of delay, while you continue to do the, Lord, come on now, I done gone to Aesop's Fables. Y'all know the rabbit and the turtle, the tortoise and the hare. Y'all know that story. Looked like the rabbit had all the momentum. I gotta quit. I done gone to Aesop's Fables now. He's preaching Aesop's Fables. Looked like the rabbit. Looked like that hare had all the momentum. He was off to a quick start. He looked great. Sleek, strong. Fast. Oh, come on now. Have you ever looked over and seen somebody look like they just pass by you, just blow by you, just they gone? But see, the rabbit didn't maintain his praise. He wasn't thankful for all he'd been given. He took for granted, Lord have mercy, I got to quit. He took for granted what he already had been given. He said, I got this. No worries, I can chill for a minute. That slow turtle, can't nobody catch me. I got this. Y'all know the story. When he woke up, the turtle was coming across the finish line. It's over. Listen, don't let that be you. God has plans for you, has a destiny for you. It may look like others are getting ahead faster. It looks like they're bigger, stronger, got more money, prettier, whatever. Can I tell you beauty fades? So I've heard. I don't know. I want you to know that as you keep doing those little things, as you keep obeying, as you keep doing what God has told you to do, little by little, line upon line, precept upon precept, that God will turn that thing around for you. Your reward's going to be great. It's going to be great. Don't lose momentum. We're going somewhere, Deliverance Temple. We're going somewhere. In Jesus' name, amen?
Yes.
Amen, amen. Yes. Let me just tell you as I finish today that I will be in Jackson, Mississippi next Sunday. Yeah, Marshall. Going down home, Jackson, Mississippi, for a conference, the Believe Big Again conference with Mr. Felix Anderson and crew. And it's going to be awesome. It's going to be great. So I'm going to work on what to do in my absence. I may have a recorded version of the service here for those here. And for those of you on Facebook, of course, maybe a watch party that I set to start at 9 a.m. next Sunday. But either way, you know, we'll get it done. We'll keep moving forward, right? Because we're gaining momentum and we're picking up speed and we got somewhere to go and we're going to get there. In Jesus' name, amen?
Amen.
God bless you. I love you guys.